chew and I chew. I break it down for my saliva to break down more. I love bread. I chew it with my head. I break it down and digest it. I love bread, rye, wheat, and anything else. I love bread. I chew it with my head and I digest it.
Mark, keep it down, Mark. Stop singing your songs.
The Monkey Pirate Trio. They are on the phone with us, straight from Michigan. And yes, your record is on as we speak.
I can hardly hear you.
All right, is this... Our phones aren't that great. How's this? Any better?
We can hear you, but it's pretty faint, but it's all right.
All right, so I'll just speak loud. I know how to do that. I've been called a loudmouth before. Anyways, we have the Monkey Power Trio on the line with us, KZSU Stanford. So the latest 7-inch you guys sent us is called Who Cares What the Vultures Want? And we just heard a couple tracks, Chiasmus and Don't Excarnate Your Kids. Want to tell us a bit about those? That we could start there. This is the latest recording you guys have done, correct?
It's the latest one that we've released, but we're a little behind on getting things out. That's back from 2009.
Okay. So have you guys kept to the promise? Are there two or three more that the world has yet to hear?
Two so far, 2010, recorded in Ypsilanti, and 2011, recorded near Mount Hood in Oregon.
Awesome. So, I guess, well, as an English major, personally, just got to give you guys a nerd shout-out for using Chiasmus and, you know, describing it in a song. That's pretty cool.
One of us is an English teacher.
I guess we should have gotten this before. Can you guys just say your names and what you play in the band?
Go ahead. This is Mike, and I play bass and guitar and keyboard a little bit.
My name is Mark. I do mostly singing stuff and some other little things here and there.
This is Dan. I play mostly guitar.
This is Matt. I play various woodwinds, recorders, saxophones, crumb horns, and occasionally do vocals and other things.
Okay,
and
so
Dave, who's not here, does most of the drums, right? And trombone on Trombone 2009.
Oh, yeah.
And those drums, too.
Those trombone tracks were pretty rad. On the latest 7-inch, the bit of the horn sections got compared to Tom Waits in a review. I guess is that an accurate comparison to make musically, or is there anything you guys are trying to sound like or not sound like?
We're just trying to keep time.
Yeah, Matt, since he referenced the horn, maybe you should answer that one.
Yeah, I didn't. There was no conscious effort to emulate Tom Waits. And if it happened, it happened. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Has Tom Waits weighed in on this? Is he upset?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he.
We didn't have anybody with a voice that deep on the record. I don't know if the horn sound that characteristically Tom Waits-ish.
Would you? Sorry, our mics are being really weird here, but I think we got it under control. Sorry about that. So, I don't know, you guys are pretty sort of, don't really stick to one sort of genre. One of your 7-inches here that I just pulled out from our library, Lest We Be Misunderstood, was actually, we got it, but did not get reviewed. This was before my time, but the DJ who took it to review it wrote direct to Maine. That means they refused to review it and they're sending it directly to our library. quote, super boring folk rock on every song.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Folk rock?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I dug the track we played off it called Hit It With a Bible. I thought it was funny. I guess
this guy's
sense of humor is not that much in the Dick Panthers range of things.
Yeah, we thought it was funny.
I don't know. Some people don't listen to it the right way.
Yeah, have any of you?
I think what you
ever
have to do. I don't think we have a genre or anything. If you listen to some of our older stuff and progress that way, you're gonna hear. If you listen to 20 songs, you're gonna probably hear 20 unique songs. We don't plan very much at all going into each session. So whatever kind of comes out that particular day, since we only record, you know, over a 24-hour period, that's what we get. It could be country or, I don't know, shit rock. Oh, wait, I can't swear, right? Is that a swear?
Yeah. Unfortunately. Anyways.
Crap rock.
Moving right along.
So, another 7-inch
of
yours.
Worrying about, like, what we're going to eat and what we're going to record and what we're going to drink. It doesn't... What we actually record, there's no thought as to what the genre is. It's just somebody picks up an instrument and does something with it, and then everyone else kind of follows along. It doesn't, there's no thought whatsoever.
So I guess maybe we can ask about specific days. Currently we're playing the B-side of your 7-inch, Almost Clear. I played the title track earlier, and it was really sort of, I don't know, spacey, psychedelic, out there. Anything going on differently there as opposed to, say, when you recorded the folk rock 7-inch?
Yeah, that, the only reason that song happened is because Mike borrowed... we borrow a lot of instruments because we fly into town, you know, from all over the country. So Mike borrowed, I think, a Roland keyboard that we didn't know how to play. So the whole idea of the song came out of the sound that made when we hit, you know, a certain button that we didn't know what would happen.
Did I play the keyboard on that? Because I don't know how to play another instrument, so I think I might have just hit the buttons. But I don't remember. I think it was about Scientology. That song's about Scientology, I think, right?
Yeah, it comes together with the sound of the instruments and whatever Mark is obsessed with at the time, usually.
So, I think Tom Cruise was jumping on Oprah's couch or something
about
that year.
About that time, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So your lyrics are just inspired by specific obsessions of the moment. Is that correct to say?
Yeah, we don't write anything ahead of time, so it's just the way I think about it is that we just absorb stuff 364 days a year, just like pop culture and everything else that's going on, and then one day we just vomit it all back up.
The particular year must have been around the incident with Tom Cruise on Oprah, just like in our most recent record. We have a song called Boy in a Balloon because our session was recorded that day that there was that hoax about the kid in the balloon. That was going on in the news, like while we were recording our session.
But
so that's how that ended up becoming.
Reference that year, so it goes back and forth in history and time to the lyrical content.
Yeah, we also do stuff. There was a song with about like Robert Fulton's steamship, and
yeah,
there's all kinds of like nonsense about old historic events that have happened throughout history. So. It's not all stuff that's happened in the last year.
It's pretty much what we're talking about in conversation. It may be current events or maybe like something tangentially related to something we've read recently or something.
It sounds very much like a reunion.
So if you're just tuning in, this is Monkey Power Trio, a live phone interview. They are a band from Michigan that has made a promise to get together to record one day a year, and they write and record the songs on that one day.
We're not all from Michigan. I'm the only. Some of us met in Michigan, but then kind of people spread out over the United States. We've been doing this for 16 years, so right now somebody's in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and somebody else is in France.
Wow. So far, have you guys had... well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about this solemn promise to get together, how it came about, and how successful have you guys been at keeping it up?
We've been completely successful until possibly this year. 52% of marriages end in divorce, so... But 16 years in a row, right, guys, so far?
Yeah, it's not over yet. We're still going. I mean, we were making plans to do the next session, so it's been 16 years or so now, so it's been a long time. And it started, Matt and Dan and I were in a band in Ann Arbor, Michigan, back in the early 90s, called Prehensile Monkey-Tailed Skink, which was on Bulb Records, a super influential band. We got together in Brooklyn, and was it 93 or 94?
95.
And we were in a basement, and we had a boombox, and I think we had some sticks, and we beat on some metal, and Matt brought down his saxophone, and I think Dan had a guitar with four strings, and we recorded for an hour, and we just said whatever we were...
It's in sync down there.
Oh, yeah, we actually beat on a kitchen sink and a cement mixer that were in the basement. And we just re-released it as a single. And we thought, well, let's just get together every year and do the same thing. And it's kind of grown since then. We added a couple people that have been around now for over a dozen years each. But the three of us have been doing it for, like I said, 16 or 17 years. And
yeah, 17, I counted. Well, we were on my fingers while other people were talking just to get the definitive count.
So
it started in 95, and then the last one we did was 2011, so 17 inclusive.
Yeah, so Matt has a degree in math, so he's got that down.
So that explains
how to count on my fingers while other people are talking.
So that explains
how you're...
in
different cities, we alternate where we're going to play that session and try to figure out whose turn it is to host us.
So I guess one thing I was going to ask is why you guys are five people in a trio, but now I know. I didn't even have to ask.
Yeah, it came out. You got it.
Yeah,
I guess it's only the first record that actually has three people on it.
Right.
I'm wondering if
I think it's interesting to note that we've gotten less good as the years have gone on.
Yeah, there's definitely not a progression. Yeah.
Which is probably
I think there was a progression, but I think now where it's a regression, like a devolve sort of move.
Evolution,
or at least we're at least at stasis.
Right.
I don't know.
I
hate to say it, but it's true.
The older you get, the less intelligent you are, and the fewer new ideas you have. So I think we're just gonna coast the rest of the next 40 years.
I hated that song.
Years. We also have a song called Honcho. You can do a live version if you want.
Sure.
On the phone.
Go for
it. That would be a violation of our... We're only allowed to play once a year, so we can't. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, well, that's fine. Now...
I can hear you now. You got louder.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Our phones are old, so they're good and bad. You know, they have... They're kind of moody. As you can tell.
That sounds exactly like us.
Old and moody.
Old, good and bad, moody.
Yeah.
So...
You were probably not even born when we started playing.
Yeah.
What year was that?
95.
I was born. Right. I was born already. I'm not in high school.
When were you born?
I'm not disclosing that on the air, but I'll let you guys know in an email. I guess another thing I wanted to ask, is you guys mentioned, sort of expecting negative reviews.
Stanford?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm currently a student there. In any
That's
case,
pretty cool.
I guess, whatever.
I mean, it's supposed to be a good school, right?
It was really sunny today.
That's true. Sunny California.
Who's that?
This is another DJ misinformation who...
Sorry, I just popped on because I wanted to.
Yeah. It's very.
You're a fan.
It's very.
You heard Monkey Power was on the phone. You ran in.
Exactly. Huge fan.
Nice.
Huge fan.
Now we have two.
Speaking of people who are huge fans. Oh, there goes the phone again. Speaking of people who are huge fans, you mentioned expecting negative reviews, but you've gotten some good ones from DJ John Peel. Is that correct?
Yeah. Then he killed himself.
And he died.
And he died. He loved us, and then he died.
That's what happens when you love MPC. Yeah.
We
played our stuff. We sent it to him just to see what would happen, and all of a sudden we got a bunch of orders from England one night. Figured out he had played our stuff and then he did it a couple weeks in a row, and I just remember one awesome call where somebody called in and said, you know, that was just the worst song I've ever heard. I loved it. But he said it with a British accent, so it's better.
Who else aside from I guess him, us, KFJC, any other unexpected I guess recognition?
Mark, you can talk about Fox Sports. Oh yeah, we sold a song to Fox Sports once. They used it for a national ad campaign.
You're kidding me.
What song?
It's called You Gotta Have Hope. It was on one of our, it was like a second or third record, I think.
Second or third record? They
98, I guess.
On a commercial.
It seems like we don't have all of your releases, which is a huge bummer. Are there any plans for reissues?
Yeah, we should put them out on a CD or something, but...
a box set, perhaps.
Well, we've talked about that for years, to do a box set, but then it cuts into everybody's work ethic for this band to actually do something like that.
We can barely get enough energy together to do one. Like we said, we're running like 2 years behind now with our releases because we just can't get it together. My plan is to have as many children as possible so that they can all do this work at some point so we don't have to do any more work ourselves. And I think we all are trying to do that. We're all trying to, except for Matt, we're all trying to get people pregnant all the time.
So they can color our records and put them in sleeves.
Speaking of children, have you guys ever heard
of
the Human Scab?
Did you find it?
No. There's a CD by this artist called The Human Scab that we've lost in our library because DJs here like to play it under, drunk a lot. And it's this...
Did you say Human Scab?
Yes.
Wasn't that like a kid who recorded back in the 80s?
Yes, we love him here. He is a KZSU favorite. He topped our...
I remember reading about him in Spin, but I never could find his stuff anywhere.
Oh, well,
the CD got reissued.
Amazing.
Yeah, just search for Human Scabs, spelled with a K. It's on Family Vineyard Records. We search for them in our library just because they go really well with Monkey Power Trio on this radio show.
Cool.
But we couldn't find
them. We don't have to reissue anything. We have boxes of the stuff in Mark's basement, I think. So.
Yeah, that and the fact I think most of the songs we release are available as free downloads on our website, right?
Yeah, can you guys play MP3s over the air? Or
why would we
quality?
Want to?
Yeah, I mean, we have enough vinyl. We'll get around to playing your whole discography some other time, but if the choice is between vinyl and MP3, we go with vinyl.
Yeah.
That's just because we're
snobs. Should send you a box. We should send these guys a box set.
Yes,
just email us what you don't have, and then we'll try to reconcile.
We can do that.
Why don't I, for all the listeners right now, give the P.O. box for music submissions?
There you go. Do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it is KZSU Stanford, P.O. box 20190, Stanford, California, 94509.
Yeah, interestingly enough, the zip code of our post office is different from the zip code of the rest of campus. That post office is hell on earth. It is one of the most hated locations on the planet that I've encountered so far. But that's just random information you guys didn't really need to know. Mm-hmm.
So, people are smart at Stanford, right?
They're supposed to be.
Supposedly.
In all sorts of different ways.
Yeah.
Like, what ways are the... I mean, do you play smart music and stuff?
I guess I've gone to a few good music things on campus.
Yeah?
I'm just curious.
Ooh,
I didn't...
That famous Iranian musician who's been kicked out of the country and was exiled, and he's really good. I saw him on campus.
Yeah, I saw...
So there's some good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Mingus Big Band on campus last year, so there's...
So I doubt Monkey Power... And there's probably no one listening right now, right?
If you're just tuning in, this is Monkey Power Trio on a live radio interview. They're on a conference call all throughout the country, I believe.
The world.
So where are you guys calling in from, just out of curiosity?
I'm in Toronto.
I'm in Haiti doing relief work for the church.
Really?
And I'm Mike, and I'm from Georgia, calling in from Georgia right now.
Yeah, I'm in, this is Matt, I'm in Brooklyn, and in reality.
And, the other guy who's not on is in, where is he now, Mark?
Spain.
Wait, yeah.
Provo.
Right.
Now, Mark, you run a, independent arts festival in your hometown. Do you want to tell us a little bit about something more, perhaps more accessible that the Monkey Power Trio is involved in?
More accessible?
that was tongue-in-cheek. You guys are the best. I wish you guys were at the on the top 40 of the nation.
I think it's good that people make music that don't really care about selling records.
Yes.
I think we just like doing what we do, and if people don't like it, that's okay, and I just think that a lot of music these days really sucks, and a lot of people are trying to sound certain ways, and I think we need more people just kind of doing what they can do. I mean, I can't play an instrument. It's fun to, you know, do stuff, and occasionally, you know, something good will happen, and we'll make money. You know, like, we sold that song to Fox Sports, which is cool because it allows us to do other stuff, or... You know, we'll get to meet cool people because of what we do, but it's just, I don't know, it's less about art for me, and it's more about, I mean, less about music, and more about just, it's art, it's an art project, it's not music for me. The other guys, I think, maybe like the music part of it more. I just like, you know, doing something. And,
well, it's sort of a, it's sort of a gimmick, like, the gimmick is what's more interesting.
What do you mean?
The idea of guys playing every year until the last guy alive does a solo album. It's just a very catchy idea.
Is that the plan? Like, when you guys start dropping like flies, the last one standing will keep it going?
I think we agreed that the last one just does one record, then he's allowed to retire. He doesn't have to keep going until he's dead.
Yeah. But, you know, we said that as a joke when we were in our 20s, and we're in our 40s now, and it's not so funny anymore, you know? Like, when the first guy isn't there, it's gonna be a whole different ballgame. And whether you're still able to put something out as the last guy, that's very up in the air.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a sad moment. I mean, it'll be, you know, I don't think the last guy is gonna feel like a huge victory, like the Hunger Games or something, like. like they made it, you know. It's going to be like, Jesus, all my friends are dead, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe the last record is just the sound of like one guy crying and then shooting himself in the chest.
I think that might be the next record. All of us crying.
Yeah.
Well, that
took
a turn
fun.
For the
like I don't know. I like this stuff about, you know, like the idea of just a record of people crying.
You wanted to do that for years, actually.
Yeah. I want to do, like, radio plays. Like, no one else in the band wants to do it, but I want to do, like,
We have a show that does radio plays on Thursday nights.
If you get involved with college radio, you can indulge yourself in ways you can never imagine, like, radio plays, including
There's radio plays on KZFU?
Including the one during which Lincoln was shot.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was fantastically horrendous.
Yeah.
Apparently, people thought it was funny at the time.
It stopped when Lincoln was shot. What, didn't it stop, or did they keep going?
At the time, I think it might have stopped, but it was like a hit play at the time, so it was performed many times.
Our American Cousin, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
I imagine they took a break when Lincoln was shot. Yeah.
Intermission.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Thursdays at 9 our time, so I guess that's midnight Eastern time. Kirby Ockles does a radio program, a radio drama at the beginning of his show.
Does he do it live? Like, he does it live in the studio?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. He has the voice actors here to help him out.
And is one himself.
Stuff like that. That sounds fun to me.
College radio is where it's at.
I think you should listen to it first and see how it sounds.
but like, we would
just
do it like...
And then imagine us doing it.
It would be like, oh... Sir, I would like to buy a sandwich. And somebody else would say, what kind of sandwich would you like? And you would say, like, oh, something with Munster cheese and some smoked ham. Like, it would just be like whatever, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you got no conflict there.
So you want to do unscripted radio drama?
Yeah, right. just record for 7 minutes and release it as a record, yeah.
Well... You know, never give up on your dreams.
Yeah. We might come find you guys sometime.
Yeah, and we'd love to...
We might come out to Stanford.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're enjoying this experience so much, we might just come down to the studio.
We could record there.
We'd
love that.
Do you have
a studio that we could use?
Yeah, we do. We have live bands here.
Right. Whoa. Right here in our studio. All right.
So we need,
our
like,
phone is really weird.
Whole hours.
Yeah, we need 24 hours. We need to lock everyone out for 24 hours.
That might be a little more logistically difficult, but I'm sure we could manage.
Like on Christmas Day, could we come down and just get, like, you could let us in?
Oh, that would be easier.
Yeah. Yeah, because students aren't here.
Yeah, totally.
Well, let's pencil that in then.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so.
We'll show our,
right?
So if you're just tuning in, we're just interviewing Monkey Power Trio, who just agreed to record here in studio during Christmas time. So thanks for that. We got another track.
Can we just leave it on all day? Like, what do you do on Christmas?
They close the dorms, so I actually wouldn't be here, probably.
We rely...
Does the station still broadcast?
Oh, yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
We do. Quality programming, like book club.
Would they ever just give us 24 hours on the station just to, like, we could just have it live, like, our whole session?
Christmas would be
yours. Yeah, that actually sounds fantastic.
I'm thinking this might not be a bad idea.
Mm. No, that would be radio history right there.
Yeah, but the foul language might be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that would be an issue.
You guys could do
that. I'm kind of thinking the whole, like, we go to California for Christmas and go away from our families would be kind of a problem.
Well, we could leave our families.
Bring the families.
Yeah, the foul
maybe that would motivate you.
Maybe that would motivate you
not to curse. And then you could record the album here. You have the kids here. Can give them percussion instruments to play.
We could bring our whole family. How big is your studio if we all brought our families?
And a turkey.
We could fit five families and five turkeys. Live turkeys.
Cots, yeah.
You have cots?
We'll find you space.
I'm serious. I think I'm going to do this.
Microwave?
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a microwave and cots.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Two. We have two microwaves.
All right. Say no more. It's a done deal.
All right.
Send us some pictures so we can start planning the, like, where we'll put our cots and stuff. Okay. Can you send us a schematic? Can you send us a schematic of the space?
Blueprints will be coming right your way.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll be in touch. That was the Monkey Power Trio, folks. And up next, we got another track off their 7-inch, Lest We Be Misunderstood. This is Catharsis on KZSU, Stanford.
I am the Kraken.
Who's the Kraken?
I am the Kraken.